CSCN laws and policies. While the inclusion of sexuality education in laws and policies does not guarantee its effective implementation, it does indicate and reflect the willingness and commitment of governments towards it. Hence, it is vital to look at the extent to which CSE is included in existing legal and policy frameworks. All 11 countries reviewed have included information and education components on some elements of sexual and reproductive health in one or more laws and/or policies at the national level, Table 1. However, integrated and comprehensive reference or guidance to comprehensive sexuality education and access to youth-friendly SRH services in a single law/policy is missing in majority of the countries. In Bangladesh, the constitution is the supreme law of the land and guarantees the rights of all to equality and non-discrimination. The Population Policy 2012, however, only refers to creating awareness and the provision of counseling services on family planning, reproductive health, reproductive tract infections and HIV/AIDS. Note reference, 37. The National Adolescent Reproductive Health Strategy 2006 in Bangladesh calls for improving services for married adolescent girls and highlights a role of education, employment and empowerment which is acknowledged as a necessary condition for improving their reproductive health. Note reference, 38. But does not provide any details or guidance on the type of education measures. It also does not outline provisions of services and counseling for unmarried youth. There have been references in the Bangladesh health policy in regard to the provision of basic health and reproductive health information through the school curricula, but there are no references related to CSE in the National Education Policy 2010. Note reference, 39. Although there is an SRHR education curricula being developed by the National Curriculum and Textbook Board NCDB, it is not as comprehensive, based on the 7 elements on CSE. The teacher training for this is also inadequate. Note reference, 40. Quote, while inclusion of sexuality education in laws and policies do not guarantee its effective implementation, it does indicate and reflect the willingness and commitment of governments towards it. End of quote. In Cambodia, CSE has received a lot of attention in a number of policies. For instance, the National Population Policy calls to accelerate life skills education training by way of CSE in schools/colleges, so that students are prepared for their adolescent and youth ages. Note reference, 41. Similarly, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Sport MOEIS is also responsible for developing the CSE curriculum for informal education systems. The definitions of CSE, however, remain limited in the guiding documents and policies. The CSE curriculum developed by MOEIS focuses on puberty, gender, gender-based violence, drug abuse, life skills values, civil rights, ethics, decision-making skills, future planning, emotion management, pregnancy, family planning, STIs and HIV/AIDS. Note reference, 42. The National Youth Policy 2011 of Cambodia also calls for specific measures to increase access to health services for poor and vulnerable youth, in addition to expanding health education to youth. Note reference, 43. Page 13. In China, references to some components of CSE can be found in the Regulations on AIDS Prevention and Treatment 2006, the Population and Family Planning Law of the People's Republic of China 2002, Law on Maternal and Infant Health Care, Law on the Protection of the Rights and Interests of Children 2007, and Principle of Health Education on STD/HIV/AIDS Prevention 1998. Note reference, 44. These references remain limited to puberty, sexual health, and STIs. For instance, the Population and Family Planning Law of the People's Republic of China 2002 calls for schools to conduct among pupils education in physiology and health, puberty or sexual health which is suited to the characteristics of the receivers. The Law on Maternal and Infant Health Care calls for medical and health institutions to provide citizens with premarital health care services, including premarital health instruction, education in sex, human reproduction and genetic disease. Note reference, 45. The Law on the Protection of the Rights and Interests of Children 2007 outlines that schools should provide guidance to children on their social life, psychological health and puberty education in line with their development needs at different stages. Note reference, 46. Quote, in India, the curricula cover a wide range of issues in their in-school education curriculum, but it does not include the various sexual orientations and gender identities, sexual pleasure, and sexual diversity, thus reinforcing the heteronormativity and legitimacy of sexual relationship between a man and a woman. End of quote. In India, the Adolescent Education Program AED introduced by the Ministry of Human Resource Development, in partnership with UNFPA and NCERT, is implemented in selected government and private schools affiliated under the Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE. The curricula cover a wide range of issues in their in-school education curriculum, but it does not include the various sexual orientations and gender identities, sexual pleasure, and sexual diversity, thus reinforcing the heteronormativity and legitimacy of sexual relationship between a man and a woman. Note reference 47. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in India has also launched the RMCH Plus A Reproductive, Maternal, Newborn, Child and Adolescent Health Program and National Adolescent Health Mission RKSA, which provides counseling services to adolescents and young people through trained counselors and peer educators. However, the focus remains limited to basic components of sexual and reproductive health, for example, puberty, contraception, RDI/STI, sex, first pregnancy, and abuse. Note reference 48. In Laos PDR, references to some components of CSE can be found in the Law on HIV/AIDS Prevention and Control 2010 National Population and Development Policy 1999 Decree on Hygiene, Disease Prevention and Health Promotion 2001 and the National School Health Policy. The Law on HIV/AIDS Prevention and Control 2010, for instance, calls for improved advocacy and education on HIV/AIDS for a wide understanding throughout the society, mainly at secondary schools, vocational schools, universities, factories, detention centers, closed settings, correctional institutions, and among the most at-risk populations. Various means of advocacy and education through mass media, the provision of information on harms of HIV/AIDS, modes of transmission, ways of prevention, treatment, care, and living in harmony without stigmatization and discrimination against people living with HIV and AIDS. Note reference 49. The National Population and Development Policy 1999 calls for the provision of reproductive health and sexuality education to adolescents. It also calls for effective measures to reduce unwanted and early pregnancies for women under 18 years of age. At the same time, to promote education on preventing the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases STDs including HIV/AIDS among adolescents and young adults. Note reference 50. Page 14. Page 15. Table 3. Status of CSE integration in country laws and policies. Table. Coverage of CSE contents. Specific target groups. Level of education: primary, secondary, tertiary. Reference to non-formal education. Link with youth-friendly health services. Country. Gender. SRH and HIV. Sexual rights and sexual citizenship. Pleasure. Violence. Diversity. Relationships. Bangladesh. References to gender issues and awareness are included. No mention of gender identities is included. RH, SH, STI, HIV, pregnancy, and safe sex/behavior are included. None, except rights, elimination of stigma and discrimination against people living with HIV, PLHIV. Sexual abuse and violence is included. All, especially married adolescent girls. All. Yes, vocational training. Cambodia. References to gender issues and awareness are included. No mention of gender identities is included. RH, SH, safe sex, HIV/AIDS are included. Sexual abuse and gender issues are included. All, including adolescents, poorest and most at-risk youth, and less educated women. Does not specify. References to outreach to out-of-school youth are included, but no details are provided. China. References to awareness on puberty, prevention of HIV/AIDS, RH, and SH are included. does not specify, all, does not specify, India. References to gender issues including gender and sexuality based discrimination are included. References to awareness on puberty and related physiological changes, body image, encouragement of delayed pregnancy, RDI and STIs, HIV/AIDS are included. None, except awareness on stigma and discrimination against PLHIB. References to violence and abuse are included. References to positive non-sexual relationships are included. All, including adolescents, rural youth, young adults ages 20 to 35. Secondary and tertiary levels. Yes Youth Organization, sports clubs. Allow PDR. References to RH and SH are included. None, except rights, elimination of stigma and discrimination against people living with HIV/PLHIV. All, including adolescents and young adults. Secondary and tertiary levels. Yes Vocational Centers. Mongolia. Prevention of Early Births, RH, Prevention of STI/HIV/AIDS. All, including adolescents. Does not specify. Yes. Nepal. Sexuality, Prevention of Unwanted Pregnancy, STIs. Sexual Violence. Safe and Positive Sexual Activities. All, including adolescents. All. Yes. Pakistan. Prevention of STI/HIV/AIDS, Responsible and Safe Sexual Behavior. Life Skills to Manage Issues in Early Years of Marriage. Philippines. References to Gender Awareness and Gender Issues. Prevention of STI/HIV/AIDS, Teen Pregnancy, Puberty and Physical/Emotional Changes in Adolescence, Family Planning Methods. Value and Knowledge on Self-Protection Against Discrimination. Sexual Abuse and Violence. Responsible Relationships. All. Yes. Sri Lanka. Gender Issues and Gender-Based Violence and Harassment. Reproductive Health, Sexuality and Sex-Related Issues, HIV/AIDS, STIs, Teenage Pregnancy. Sexual Abuse, Harassment and Sexual and Gender-Based Violence. Discrimination Faced by Youth of Different Sexual Orientations. Positive Values in Relationships. All. Secondary and Tertiary. Yes Vocational Centers. Vietnam. RH, Sex Education, HIV/AIDS, STIs, Sexuality, Reproductive Rights. Awareness on Rights to Ensure Equality in Relationships, Mutual Respect. Awareness on Rights to Ensure Equality in Relationships, Mutual Respect. All, including ethnic young women. Primary. Does not specify. End of cable. Source, UNESCO. Sexual Education in Asia and the Pacific, Review of Policies and Strategies to Implement and Scale Up. Bangkok, UNESCO, 2012. UNFPA, UNESCO and WHO. Sexual and Reproductive Health of Young People in Asia Pacific. Bangkok, UNFPA, 2015. CND Laws and Policies Mapping conducted by Adult Partners. In Mongolia, references to sexuality education remain limited to awareness on STI/HIV and reducing fertility rate. For instance, the National Program of Action for the Development and Protection of Children calls for policies to include improving the knowledge of adolescents about reproductive health and the prevention of STIs and HIV/AIDS, to address the current low level of health education. The National Population Policy 1996 calls for the provision of education and information to increase and encourage spaced births. There are no references to any component of CSE in the laws and policies on education and HIV/AIDS prevention. Note reference, 51. In Nepal, references to some components of CSE are included in the Population Policy and Reproductive Health 2003 National Nutrition Policy and Strategy 2004 National AIDS/STI Policy 2011 National Youth Policy 2010 and Education Sector Policy on HIV/AIDS in Nepal Draft 2010. The National Youth Policy 2010 refers to the inclusion of health education in the curriculum, education on sexual health safety to free the youth from all kinds of sexual violence, and the strategy to keep the NARE police youth away from HIV/AIDS. References to life skills development are included in the non-formal education policy without providing any details on the content. The National Health Policy 1991 and Second Long-Term Health Plan 1997 to 2017 have outlined the need to provide adolescent reproductive health services. Note reference, 52. But do not provide any policy guidance on CFE. Currently, the environment, health and population is one of the curricula that is mandatory for students, and this contains components of CFE and limited to reproductive health education. The Curricula Development Center is the leading government agency involved with the design and implementation of the curriculum. The curriculum is an optional subject when it comes to Class 9 and Class 10. Page 16. In Pakistan, following the 18th Amendment in the Constitution, federal policies have been resolved and provinces are tasked to devise their own local policies. To date, only two provinces have launched youth policies, Punjab and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Punjab's youth policy was finalized in 2012, while in all the other provinces this is still in a draft form. Punjab's youth policy is hailed by many as an important policy to enforce the SRHR agenda for the youth. The age bracket for youth has been defined as 15 to 30 years. While the policy acknowledges the importance of sexual and reproductive health, SRH, the overall focus on SRH is not very significant, and more importance has been given to sports and entrepreneurship initiatives for the youth. A positive step, however, is that the department has also devised an adolescent strategy and strategic plan 2013-17, which, other than focusing on education and economic empowerment, also stresses the need for developing healthier and happy adolescents, as well as empowerment and protection from all forms of abuse, violence and exploitation. It promises the establishment of adolescent and youth-friendly SRH services and age-appropriate life skills curriculum. In addition, the strategy proposes to involve grassroots service providers such as the Lady Health Visitors LHVs and Lady Health Workers LHWs to create awareness among the adolescents on sexual and reproductive health issues of adolescents. In addition, teachers are to be sensitized and trained in counseling skills on SRH issues. The strategy calls for the inclusion of SRH services in the Punjab Health Policy and Health Strategy. It is important to remember that the age bracket for adolescents has been defined as 9 to 14 years of age, and hence, it covers the adolescents who are missed in the youth policy. PWD Punjab has established 7 youth-friendly centers/clinics which operating with help from UNFPA. In the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province of Pakistan, the ministry launched the youth policy in early 2017, and it has components calling for sexual and reproductive health education. Much would depend on the dissemination of information about these policies among the youth themselves. Additionally, the provincial government has established youth centers Jawant Markaz to engage with the local youth and to involve them in capacity building and similar educational programs. Note reference, 53. References for raising awareness for HIV and AIDS have been included in the national HIV plans as well. Prior to the 18th Amendment, references to life skills-based education was made in the National Youth Policy 2009 in the context of reproductive health, but it does not refer to CFE. Similarly, the National Health Policy 1997, 2001, and 2009 also refer to increasing awareness for reproductive health information and services among adolescents, but do not refer to the term sexuality. Note reference, 54. These references are vague and do not clearly provide an outline for the implementation strategy. Quote, the Youth and Nation Building Act, Republic Act 8044 of the Philippines, calls for promotion and protection of the physical, moral, spiritual, intellectual and social well-being of the youth, but does not provide any details on specific policy and programmatic measures to achieve this goal. End of quote. In the Philippines, the Responsible Parenthood and Reproductive Health Act of 2012, Republic Act 10345, is the key guiding document and law for the provision of CFE. The Act notes that reproductive health and sexuality education is a lifelong learning process of providing and acquiring complete, accurate and relevant age and development appropriate information and education on reproductive health and sexuality, and that sexual health requires a positive and respectful approach to sexuality and sexual relationships, as well as the possibility of having pleasurable and safe sexual experiences, free from coercion, discrimination and violence. Note reference, 55. It also recognizes that reproductive health education and information should be imparted to adolescents by adequately trained teachers, informal and non-formal education systems. Note reference, 56. The Act prevents the sharing of any information on abortion and abortion methods. Page 17. The Magna Carta of Women MCW of 2009, Republic Act 9710 of Philippines, calls the Commission on Higher Education CHED to pursue and implement comprehensive health information and education, including age-appropriate adolescent health and sexuality education. Note reference, 57. With a focus on respect and responsibility. It also calls for measures to educate parents in order to enhance their communication with children. In addition, it notes the need to train health services providers and educators towards gender-responsive, culture-sensitive, non-discriminatory and non-judgmental behaviors and attitudes. The Youth and Nation Building Act, Republic Act 8044 of the Philippines, calls for promotion and protection of the physical, moral, spiritual, intellectual and social well-being of the youth. Note reference, 58. But does not provide any details on specific policy and programmatic measures to achieve this goal. The Philippines AIDS Prevention and Control Act of 1998 calls the Department of Education, Culture and Sports December's the Commission on Higher Education CHED and the Technical Education and Skills Development Authority TESDA to integrate information on HIV/AIDS and other STIs in the secondary and tertiary levels in formal education systems as well as in the non-formal learning systems. The Act also directs that such a curriculum should not be used as an excuse to propagate birth control or the sale or distribution of birth control devices, provided, finally, that it does not utilize sexually explicit materials. Note reference, 59. In Sri Lanka, the Population and Reproductive Health Policy for Sri Lanka 1998, National Policy on Maternal and Child Health 2012, National Strategic Plan on Maternal and Newborn Health 2012 to 2016, National HIV/AIDS Policy Sri Lanka 2011, National Policy on HIV and AIDS in the World of Work in Sri Lanka 2010, National Youth Policy of Sri Lanka 2014, Women's Charter 1993, Policy Framework and National Plan of Action to Address Sexual and Gender-Based Violence SGBV in Sri Lanka 2016 to 2020, 2016 and National Child Protection Policy 2013 refer to some components of CSE. The Population and Reproductive Health Policy for Sri Lanka 1998, for example, aims to achieve a higher quality of life for its people by providing quality reproductive health information and services, achieve gender equality, provide health care and social support for the elderly, promote the economic benefits of migration and urbanization while controlling their adverse social and health effects, and reach a stable population size in the long term. Note reference, 60. It also calls for a multi-pronged strategy to aid ensure adequate information on population, family life including ethical human behavior, sexuality and drug abuse in school curricula at the appropriate levels, b. Strengthen youth worker education by including information about drug abuse and sex-related problems at vocational training centers, institutions of higher learning, workplaces, free trade zone factories, etc. c. Encourage counseling on drug and substance abuse, human sexuality and psychosocial problems especially by NGOs, CBOs, and the National Youth Services Council, and d. Promote informed constructive media coverage of youth-related social problems. Note reference, 61. The National Policy on Maternal and Child Health 2012 recognizes the changing scenarios of women, children and adolescents and proposes a life cycle approach to addressing sexual and reproductive health needs of the population. Note reference, 62. And calls for a comprehensive child and adolescent health program in school and community settings and implement need-based health education focusing on skill development. Note reference, 63. the National HIV/AIDS Policy Sri Lanka 2011 and the National Policy on HIV and AIDS in the World of Work in Sri Lanka 2010 do not make any direct references to sexuality education, but acknowledges the importance of generating awareness on HIV/AIDS as a preventive measure. Note reference, 64. The policies do not make any specific references to the inclusion of adolescents and youth as target groups in awareness-raising programs. Note reference, 65. The National Youth Policy of Sri Lanka 2014 recognizes SRH-related issues faced by adolescents such as low level of knowledge on reproductive health including sexually transmitted infections and HIV. Page 18. Adolescents having sex with commercial sex workers, difficulties in accessing information with regards to sexual and reproductive health, lack of support for youth with different sexual orientations or facing personal crises, an increase in gender-based violence, sexual harassment, teenage pregnancies and sexual abuse. It calls for several policy recommendations to promote the health and well-being among young people through information and access to youth-friendly services on sexual and reproductive health, including the need to review and improve school health program NEPS and expand and strengthen physical, mental including sexual reproductive health education at school level and continue these services as appropriate to higher education sector. It also calls for capacity building of health professionals to provide youth health services. The policy does not outline any recommendation for CSE for young people who are not part of any formal education system. Note reference, 66. The Women's Charter 1993 of Sri Lanka notes the responsibility of the government to ensure the elimination of gender stereotyping in all education material. The policy framework and national plan of action to address sexual and gender-based violence (SGBV) in Sri Lanka 2016-2020 underlines that all learners should be exposed to teaching methods and materials that are free of stereotypes, discrimination and gender bias. It also notes the need for strategy/activities related to CSE/LSE to include the need to integrate reproductive health information in school education and promotion of positive values in relationships through value education and imparting life skills. Note reference, 67. In Vietnam, references to sexuality education can be found in the existing laws and policies, however the scope remains limited. For example, the draft of the National Strategies for Vietnamese Youth Development 2011-2020 calls for strengthening primary health care, reproductive health and social evils prevention and control among the youth. Note reference, 68. The Directive on Strengthening HIV Prevention and Control in the Education Sector 2008 calls the education institutions to strengthen their HIV steering committees, improve the quality of regular education activities on HIV prevention with a focus on stigma and discrimination reduction and improving HIV prevention skills among students, integrating HIV prevention and control into other program MES, and protecting the rights of PLHIV. Note reference, 69. The National Strategy on Reproductive Health Care 2001-2010 has outlined the improvement of RH status and sexual health of adolescents through education, counseling and provision of specific RHC services for specific age groups as its key objectives. Note reference, 70. There are multiple laws and policies in place in all the 11 countries with some references to CSE components, and in most cases, the laws and policies call for measures to introduce sexual and reproductive health and HIV awareness. But significant gaps still remain evident in terms of scope and coverage of content. For instance, none of the laws and policies and strategies in the 11 countries under review have included all 7 components of CSE, and issues such as safe abortion, sexual rights, sexual orientation and gender identities, the aspects of pleasure and consent are not covered/addressed in the existing legal and policy frameworks. Awareness on gender issues is a common theme in laws and policies on gender equality and women's empowerment and health and population, but these issues are not given sufficient attention in the youth and education laws and policies. References to awareness on HIV/STIs can be consistently found in the laws and policies of all 11 countries. Stigma and discrimination due to HIV status has been identified as specific issues in laws and policies in Bangladesh, India, Laos PDR, Sri Lanka, and Vietnam. Note reference, 71. In most of the countries, there are more than one law and policy document outlining recommendations for sexuality education. However, an inconsistency is evident in terms of coverage of the content. For example, education and awareness raising on SRH can be found in health and population welfare related policies and laws, but no detailed references to SRH information were found in the education or youth policies in the same country. In some countries, page 19, sexuality education has been integrated in the population and health laws and policies, but is not included in their education policies. Majority of the policy documents do not provide guidance on the implementation modalities. Training of health service providers and educators, and sensitization of parents have been identified as potential modalities in policy documents in some countries, the Philippines, for example. Since laws and policies form the legal basis of any programmatic intervention, these gaps need urgent attention.